We are your station, 88.9 KETR. My name is Jared Knight, and I'm joined on this Thursday morning, just like we are each and every Thursday morning, by Mr. Bob Akin. Sir, how are you?
I'm just doing fine.
Good to hear it.
It is a good time of the year. Early fall.
Early fall. Late and summer still kind of.
I would be remiss. Again, 90-degree days are almost gone.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe one or two.
Sure.
But I would be remiss if I didn't send a shout-out to our little band of loyal listeners in Bonham. Hey, enjoyed having dinner with you Monday night.
And you had dinner with each and every one of our Bonham listeners.
Probably a good chunk of them.
Well, there you go.
So I think, looking forward to this weekend, there is a milestone event that's going to occur.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Rooney's last show on 60 Minutes.
Really?
Andy is, 92 now? And it will be his last commentary. And whether he says this or not, I know what's in the back of his mind. It's always better to leave a little early than stay a little late.
That's right.
And it is something that, you think back, Andy's been around a long time.
Mm-hmm.
When he was in college, William Faulkner was one of his favorite young writers and was first establishing himself. He was doing pieces for The Atlantic and the Saturday Evening Post and eventually wrote some novels that wound up getting him all the literary prizes. But my favorite Faulkner line was in Requiem for a Nun, in which he wrote, "The past is never dead. It's not even past." Well, I am reminded of this in a lot of endeavors, whether it's sports, business, politics, just the passing cultural scene.
Mm-hmm.
But there was another metaphor that also dates from shortly, about that same time, was one that Rooney's contemporary, Teddy White, both of whom had rather distinguished careers as war correspondents and later as pundits, on CBS.
Okay.
Teddy White, who wrote, among other things, the Making of the President series, at one time described elections as dating deep into our ancestry as primitive bands on the move and the leaders trying to decide which way to go. And to me, that was something that was not decided probably by rational argument, let alone counting of noses or hands going up, probably decided by fist fight.
Right.
That's not how we run modern complex societies and haven't for a very long time,
sure.
If ever.
Sure.
My metaphor is something that's a little bit more like a cocktail party, in which there are clusters of people that occasionally get bored with the cluster they're in or object to what's going on and move to another. And that's, among other things, how they decide, how much more and what kind of whiskey to order. The elections are not about unifying us. If they were, everybody just be happy as a clam. Elections are about dividing us,
right,
in favor of one side or another. That's how, again, dating back to Andy and Teddy's youth, that's how Hoover got 59% in one election and dropped 40% 4 years later. There was a massive shift of folks from one cluster in the cocktail party to another.
Mm-hmm.
The dividing set of issues that produced that, as formulated by FDR and the New Dealers, continue to be the basic division in American politics and society 80 years later.
Right.
For instance, Social Security and unemployment comp and all its big government progeny, including Medicare in the 60s and Obamacare now.
Sure.
Progressive taxation. What? Do you think that Warren Buffett's secretary should pay a higher tax rate than Warren Buffett? Massive infrastructure projects,
mm-hmm,
from dams, highways, and the electrification of the countryside, to regular and after a financial catastrophe that what makes what happened 3 years ago pale,
mm-hmm,
with the strict regulation of stocks and bonds and the insurance of bank deposits paid for by assessments on the banks. Housing finance through the FHA and then after the war through the VA. The labor law. Minimum wage, maximum hour laws, or as the bumper sticker says, unions, the folks who gave you the weekend.
Right.
And collective bargaining, which that is. And we might also add the beginnings of the civil rights struggle, the Fair Employment Campaign.
Mm-hmm.
After 20 years of Democratic rule under the New Deal, there was a Republican majority in both houses and the president elected in 1952, first time.
Mm-hmm.
And when Eisenhower had not moved to completely undo the New Deal, as most Republicans in Congress wanted to do, he got a letter from his cranky brother, not his college president brother, but his cranky brother, Edgar, who he finally, after getting several of them, Eisenhower responded, and this is at the Eisenhower Library. It ought to be repeated periodically, and I will quote briefly from it. Should any political party attempt to abolish Social Security, unemployment insurance, and eliminate labor laws and farm programs, you would not hear of that party again in our political history. There is a tiny splinter group that believes you can do these things, as he cited H.L. Hunt and Fred Cope, the father of the notorious Cope brothers. Their number is negligible and they are stupid, unquote. Ike not only signed expansion of Social Security and minimum wage increases, he also presided over the most massive infrastructure project in human history, the Interstate Highway System.
Right.
He was frequently opposed by most congressional Republicans, as he had been in the primaries and caucuses leading to his nomination, by the Republican Senate leader, Bob Taft. So what's all that got to do with what's going on now?
Mm.
John Boehner represents Taft's old Cincinnati base. Rick Perry inherited the wacky mantle of H.L. Hunt and his governor surrogate, Alan Shivers. And Mitt Romney is finding that the moderate Eisenhower base, and we should put that in quotes, is even more narrow in the GOP 60 years on than his father did 45 years ago. And Chris Christie has shown enough sense so far to avoid trying to play Nixon and bridge a gap that most Republicans really don't want to bridge yet.
Right.
Like we were saying, the past is never dead. It's not even past.
Right, sure. Mr. Aiken, we thank you so much for joining us here on this Thursday morning.
We will do it again.
All right. We are your station, 88.9 KETR.